الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول، فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تماري أخاك ولا تمازحه ولا تعده موعدا فتخلفه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, for the past 2-3 weeks we were speaking about the ills and about the traits and habits which causes friction, causes fragmentation, causes problems, and causes disunity within the community, within family and society. It is very important that we understand these traits and try our utmost level best to remove such traits and such habits which bring about these problems within our society. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith that لا تماري أخاك ولا تمازحه وَلَا تَعِدْهُ مَوْعِدًا فَتُخْلِفَهُ. This hadith also goes to remedy some of the problems which is happening within our family structure, within our community, within our society, within our family. These problems and these habits are the means of disunity. These habits are the means of fragmentation. These habits are the means of causing hatred between one another. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining in this hadith the remedy to such problems. And if we inculcate the advice that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving, then this will go to solve these issues that we have, and it will help in binding the Muslim together, especially the families together. We do not understand that sometimes these small things that happen within ourselves, yet they create and they put the seed of destruction, they put the seed of fragmentation, which slowly then nurtures and becomes the means of disunity, and it becomes the means of brothers hating each other, so much so that families go on to live with hatred, and it passes down to generation, that the sons of the family then hate that family because what they had done to their brother or to their father and to their uncle. So it is very important that these advice, we take heed of these advice, we apply this advice, bring it into our life. What is that? Previously I spoke what I said, تعاشروا كالإخوان وتعاملوا كالأجانب. That was the previous week we spoke about, that when we live together we live like brothers, but when we do our family, when we do transaction, we do business dealing, then we do it as if we are like foreigners, that we are like strangers. In this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, لا تماري أخاك. In simple terms, do not quarrel with your brother. But the word mira goes much further than that. Anything that leads to quarrels, anything that leads to confrontation, we should abstain and stay away from. We cannot give it the true justice with translation. Only a person who understands Arabic will be able to appreciate what al-mira means. But to put it in simple terms, لا تماري أخاك, that do not quarrel, do not fight, do not confrontate, do not go into debate unnecessarily with your brother. People who have the habit of just going confrontation, habit of just debating, when there's no need to debate, bringing up small issues and then fighting and quarreling over these. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cutting all that from the root. So لا تماري أخاك. So much so, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أنا زعيم ببيت في الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا. That I am responsible for a house in Jannah for that person who abstains from quarreling although he is right. He knows that the issue is, he is right. But the other brother is insisting. But for the sake of Allah, he backs off. He does not entertain him anymore. He stops from arguing with him. Why? So that this does not lead to disharmony. This does not lead to hatred. Maybe the other brother feels ashamed that he is wrong, but he just still wants to carry on to save his face. And what you do? You save his face. But back it off. Although you know deeply inside that you are right, but I do not want to carry on for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أنا زعيم ببيت في الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا. That I am responsible for a house in Jannah for such a person. That in spite of his knowledge and in spite of knowing that he is right, he decides to leave that quarrel, decides to leave his brother from arguing. And for that sabr, for that patience. But it's not easy. We say, oh yes, yes. When you know you're right, and there are people there who are watching you, and to subdue your emotions, and to subdue your feelings for the sake of your brother, it's not an easy task. Especially when you know you are right. You know what you are saying is correct, but you hold your own emotions, your own feelings. And for the sake of finishing, terminating the argument, you back off. So, okay, brother. And you stop. That sabr, that patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not leave it unrewarded. And that is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for that patience you had. And it is seen many times when a person does that, the other person afterwards realizes, I was wrong. He comes back afterwards and he apologizes. Afterwards. So not only have you saved his face and you have earned Jannah, but the person also, many times on many occasions, he realizes what is right and what is wrong. So instead of Building this unity, you have built harmony, and you have created respect for yourself in that brother's heart. That brother will then respect you for all his life, for his entire life. When he realized that you only stopped so to stop the friction between, he will respect you for that. Now tell me, is this building community or is that fragmenting community? It's building community. It is building that harmony. And this is what is needed. And this is one of the reasons why families are not talking to each other, why brothers are not talking to each other. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining in this hadith that if you do these things, then the reasons which break the community, the reasons that break the friendship between family and the ties between relatives, all these can be saved if we abstain and if we refrain and if we help ourselves in not doing these such acts and such traits. So wala tumari akhaka, not to quarrel. Yes, sometimes a person needs to bring this argument in front of a court because his right is not being fulfilled, and then he has no choice but to defend himself, which in itself will bring about argument, but in a constructive way, in a controlled manner, which is done within the court. That is a different matter. But just willy-willy and always indulging in arguments and in debates, and always picking up faults and then debating with brothers or sisters or family, these things, these type of habit will bring about friction, and the end result is that hatred will be formed and one will not be able to see each other. Because when anybody sees him, he's always going to take out faults, he's always going to start a big argument. So what happens? I change my course. I don't want to be near his company. He's going to start arguing, start doing this, start doing that. So instead of having this cohesion, what will happen is that there will be fragmentation, there will be disunity, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be uplifted. Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the group, is with the community, is being together. That is when Muslims are at their strongest. Our strength does not lie in numbers, but lies in togetherness. Families are strongest when they are together. Brothers are strongest when they are together. Otherwise, you can have 10 brothers, but all individual, not together. And you can have 2 brothers who are together in every sense. They are more powerful financially and in terms of physically and everything else. You have 2 brothers, example. You have 2 brothers, each having £10,000. If they combine their wealth together, they have £20,000. You have another brother who has £15,000. But he is single by himself. So who can do more things? The 2 brothers which have combined wealth together, or that single brother who has £15,000, although he has more than one individually? It is the brother who has more combined. So our power, our strength lies in being together. And it's always been like that. Today, the Muslim Ummah are huge in numbers. They are huge in numbers. Yet, they are so fragmented, so disunited, that they cannot do anything together. They cannot do anything together. These are one of the reasons. These are one of the reasons. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تماري أخاك ولا تمازحه. The second command, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that do not take Mickey or make fun of your brother. Today we crack jokes on each other. But sometimes we crack such jokes that it humiliates the other brother. And that will then lead to unhappiness. And that unhappiness would lead to hatred. And that itself would lead to disunity and disharmony. Yes, having a joke, being merry, that is not a problem. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also amused and also would be joyful and would now and then make a joke, but never would it be at the expense of another person's honor. Not at the expense of another person's honor. Not to shame that person. Today, how many times we sit together and we crack jokes and we make fun of each other? Especially, some brothers are so sensitive that they cannot accept that. They cannot bear that. But in the actual majlis and the gathering, they say nothing. But inside them, they feel hurt. But what we have done is that we have put the seed of hatred. So this is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Wala tumazihu." Cracking jokes and having such humor which is at the expense of another person's honor is totally wrong. Hurting another Muslim's feeling is so bad. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was going around the Kaaba and he was saying to the house of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you sanctity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you respect. But there is something more respectful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is something which has more greater honor than you than in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the honor and the dignity and the wealth and the life of a Muslim. Today, if somebody was to go and break the house of Allah, na'udhu billah, how many of us would just stay quiet? Everybody would say, what a bad thing he had done. Is that true, yes or no? Every Muslim person, no matter how weak his iman is, he would say, this person has done the worst of all actions. Yet, day in, day out, we see brothers being humiliated. We see in front of our eyes that he's being joked upon and his honor is being disseminated. Yet, we feel nothing in our hearts. This is worse than breaking the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is greater sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than breaking the house of Allah. How many of us do we feel bad? Instead we join in and we have a laugh as well. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تُمَازِحُ, that do not make fun of your Muslim brother and destroy his honor and dignity in front of others. That is something which is sacred in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person's wealth, a person's life, and a person's dignity is sacred. And every person must look after. And these are one of the traits will lead to disunity and disharmony. And the third, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا تَعِدْهُ مَوْعِدًا فَتُخْلِفَ, that do not promise your brother something and then you go on to break it. You promised him that you come at 1 o'clock and you didn't even turn up, I didn't even bother to even tell him. You promised him that you will lend him some money and then you say, you don't even tell him anything. Oh, so many things we promised each other, yet we do not attach any importance to it. And it is for these reasons that which breed unhappiness, which create hatred, and which bring about disunity and disharmony. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice what doesn't serve.